If you've got a clear takeoff, hilltop or mountaintop to another, you're looking at hundreds of miles on a hand portable. If you're down in the city streets, you're looking at half a mile to a mile with the same hand portable. In practice, you know, or so I've noticed. lots of people are quite surprised to find that they can reach hundreds of miles. But, you know, they don't operate from exposed hilltops. Okay, the 25 watts. I think you said 25. Yeah, well, you know, there's practical power limitations in your car as well. Not just availability of radios and so on, but the, you know, how much power you can take from whatever power source you've got. Probably have to take it through a fuse from the battery. And regarding the you know, the amateur radio exams, just go as far as you can before you get too old to bother with any of it. You get through one, I'll go in for the other, the next one. Actually, with it kind of exam and what have you and that, practice helps a lot. You know, you do better with practice in whatever form it takes. So you've got reasonable confidence having got through one. So don't think in terms of stopping, just think in terms of going as far as you can with it and say not that you need it now, but sometime in the future you may be glad you did. Back to you, Don, from G8CZ.
Yeah, I think the sky's the limit of how far I can take it. For work, I'm a software engineer, so I'm kind of thinking if I get the advanced where I can make my own radio, then I wouldn't run into any issues if I figure out how to make a custom firmware for a radio, because I'm kind of frustrated with DMR radios at the moment. What do they call it? The CPS, the PC programming software. It's terrible. It doesn't really tell you how to do it, and yeah, there's no standard, and it's frustrating. I'm experienced programming P25 on the scanners, and I'm like, why is DMR so much harder to program when it's actually simpler? It's a simpler radio implementation. Back to you. I'm merging off the highway now.
Yes, easy. Okay, Dom. And you find YouTube and AI nowadays are your best friends. Lots of interesting articles on YouTube on how to program things, how to make things, mend things. And more and more people report a lot of help with programming issues from AI. I've not got a lot of experience with AI. It's not my only experience really is debating a bit of electronics with it. And I learned a few things, and it learned a few things from me, because that's been my career in the past. Which is interesting. It's interesting to have a debate with a computer. anyway. say the thing about YouTube is, of course, you can press the pause button. So it's they're talking about doing that, doing the other. You can pause it and wind it back a bit, play it again. And it more than supplements the written instructions. It's better in some cases than a written document. Another time, a written document on your desk when you're trying to do something is also useful. So, if you've not discovered the 10 benefits of YouTube and technical benefits of AI and that, time to start, I think. GHCZ.
I have realized the benefits of YouTube, not quite in the radio yet. I should do that, look up the specific models of radio and how do I DM my program that. But I have, because my wife's SUV was having an electrical issue with the radio. The touchscreen was registering ghost presses. Like, I wasn't doing anything. I tried to call somebody 8 times in a row. And so I went on YouTube, and the fix is, you take off 2 trim pieces, you get a screwdriver and a 10mm socket, and you undo 3 bolts, you take the radio out, you take the head unit apart, and you just unplug a wire and then put it all back together. So for about an hour and $10 on a socket extension, I fixed the radio issue on my wife's SUV. So it's all kinds of stuff you can find on YouTube. Back to you.
Yes, okay, Don. I'm leaving longer breaks just in case anyone wants to join in or use the one of the repeaters or something. It's quite possible. Yes.
Sorry, Frank, I couldn't take any more.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm mobile, so sometimes I'll just drop because I need to focus. There's construction or turn. There's construction all over the place. I don't know how much you know about Canada, but we basically have winter and construction as seasons. And it's not that fun sometimes. This year it seems everywhere I go, the construction is on my travel routes. But some of it is easing up soon, and some of it we're still waiting to finish up. But, yeah, as for the AI, I've also used that quite a bit, seeing the radio set up in my car. I was asking a bunch of questions about, like, well, what if I put it this way or that way? And what about, like, how does power work in a car? And that's why I'm at a 25-watt, because it's a 25-watt. This model can plug into the cigarette lighter, and I don't have to go modifying my car. If I wanted to go any higher on power, then I would have to run a cable through the firewall directly to the battery, which I might do at some point, but this 25 watt seems to get a pretty decent range. The only thing it needs is when I get the money to get a higher gain, taller antenna, so that I can send as far as I can receive. Back to you. Well, my friend GHCZE, if you're still there, I'm about to work, so I'm going to sign off. And 73, this is Victor Echo 3, Juliet November Uniform, clear and going QRT.
Yes, he's a V. I wonder if you're connecting. I wonder if you're copying now, Don. Yes, he's a V. Jet CZ, off it, Charlie Zuleika.
N6QDY, N6QDY, this is VA3HRY, Bicycle Mobile. David, are you listening?
Cheers, easily.
N6QDY, this is VA3HRY. David, are you listening on over? No copy. VA3HRY Bicycle Mobile. Clear.
That's from GFCZ. I wasn't trying to interrupt. I was talking to another Canadian mobile when I got cut off. G8CZ.
Stand by, old man. A lot of noise around me. Be right back. VA3HRY. Yeah, VA3HRY. Stationary bicycle mobile. With a cornfield to my right. And a beautiful aroma coming from the corn. Really healthy looking. Go ahead, station.
Yes, VA3HRY, G8CZ. My name's Frank, I'm in Manchester, UK. I'm talking to a Canadian station called Dan, mobile on his way to work, and I got cut off. The local station disconnected the network. So here we are. By the time I got reconnected, I was hearing you. So anyway, there we are. It's good afternoon from here. 14:29 local time. Wet and horrible. And I say I'm in...